I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, April 28th. The City of Springfield and Clark County's Sheltered Inc. announced Monday that it will file for bankruptcy and cease operations in late May. The nonprofit says in a statement that it's exhausted all avenues to continue serving the community, and without reliable funding, the shelters have become unsustainable. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
Sheltered Inc. has been providing housing assistance since 1990, funded through local donations and the Clark County Commissioners. County Commissioners sued Sheltered Inc. in 2024, citing misappropriation of funds. That lawsuit is ongoing. The nonprofit denies any wrongdoing. Sheltered Inc.'s board president, Ross McGregor, says the dispute is a major factor in shutting down shelter operations at both Norm's Place and Hartley House. Clark County Commissioner Charles Patterson says while Sheltered Inc. provided services to the community in a proper and compassionate manner, it was the county's fiduciary responsibility to hold the organization accountable.
I don't think anyone was ever questioning whether Sheltered Inc. provided services with those funds. The only question is, did they provide services to the people who qualified for that money? And the federal government, and therefore the state government, expects proof that those people qualified.
The City of Springfield provided money last year to keep the shelters going through the winter. It says in a statement that it's negotiating with a new provider to continue those services. More information regarding future shelter operations and service transitions will be shared with the public as those details become available. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
The City of Beaver Creek will put an earned income tax on the November 3rd ballot. City Council members unanimously approved the action Monday night. The 1% tax will be levied on most people who work in the city and are 18 or older. Certain incomes are exempt from the tax. They also approved eliminating more than $15 million in current property taxes. This is half of the city's more than $30 million annual property tax revenue. The council also passed an ordinance to establish the administrative framework that's needed to implement this income tax code. The city will also host two town halls about the proposed tax later this year, on September 15th at the Senior Center and on October 15th at the Beaver Creek Golf Club. Both will run from 6 to 8 p.m. Meanwhile, in Clay Township, they have a 2.5 mil fire EMS levy on the May primary ballot. If approved, it would go to the Brookville, Phillipsburg, and Verona fire departments. People will be able to ask questions and learn more about it during a public information session tomorrow evening. The Brookville Chamber of Commerce will host the meeting at the Brookville Fire Station on Upper Lewisburg-Salem Road. It'll begin at 7 p.m. Four Democratic state lawmakers are fronting an effort to legalize medically assisted suicide for Ohioans that are facing terminal diagnosis. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports a similar effort back in 2018 didn't go anywhere.
Michael Oser is a Columbus-based lawyer diagnosed with advanced cancer.
None of us gets to get out of here alive. The question is not if, it's how. This bill is really about the how.
The so-called Ohio Medical Aid in Dying Act would let terminally ill Ohioans who have less than 6 months to live request a prescription for aid in dying medication. Two doctors would have to okay the prescription. 13 mostly left-leaning states have legalized medically assisted suicide, but Ohio's GOP majority legislature is unlikely to consider it. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Bell Fountain residents, business owners, and community stakeholders are invited to attend an open house to review the city's strategic land use plan. The open house will be today, April 28th, from 3:30 to 6 p.m. at the city's municipal building on North Detroit Street. The plan is a guiding document developed over the past 18 months. It's intended to help the city plan for future growth through technical analysis, community input, and more. City officials say no final action has been taken, and public feedback will play a role in shaping their final plan. A stormy night last night as a strong winds cut power to over 30,000 people at one time overnight, according to AES Ohio. Power is being restored in many areas, and we're looking for quieter weather today with a high in the mid-70s. Hopefully see some sun later this afternoon. More showers and storms are possible tonight and early Wednesday, but those are not expected to be severe as we experienced last night. Look for dry conditions and cooler for Thursday, Friday, and the upcoming weekend. And that's WISO Today for Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Mike Fraser.